Hello, my name is Jenny Masters. I'm a lecturer, a researcher, and an e-learning specialist in the School of Education at the University of Tasmania in Australia. I was privileged to be invited to the Recent Trends in the Digitalisation of Nordic K-12 Schools Symposium that was held at Umeå University in Sweden. My keynote looked at the digitalisation trends in schools from the Australian perspective. This is a position paper that I derived from this presentation. I use a document analysis method to scan relevant materials, including policy documents, websites, media releases, and research reports, and I identify that there are two major perceived challenges facing Australian schools today. The first of these challenges is that educational standards are considered to be falling and the performance of Australian students is dropping. This comes from the PISA testing results that are reported in the media regularly. The second challenge is that we are seen to be failing to teach the children the skills that they will need for the future. This relates strongly to the use of digital technologies and how they are used in schools. I identify that the Australian government are acutely aware of these challenges. Over recent years, they have invested in a number of initiatives to address them. One of the most exciting of these is a new digital technologies curriculum that will be implemented in Australian schools this year. There has also been quite a bit of funding for digital technologies projects in schools. This has allowed schools to buy equipment for initiatives that they have and to provide in-service for teachers to help them use the digital technologies curriculum in their classrooms. This is an exciting and positive move, but in this paper I identify that most of these projects don't have an educational research dimension. There is little doubt that this investment in digital technologies in schools will lead to better outcomes for our children. However, I argue that an inclusion of a research component would help to provide a layer of reflection that is currently missing. My argument, therefore, is that digital technologies projects should be incorporated with educational research to provide the best outcomes for children, teachers, and schools.